Welcome, friends. You are listening to the Mind Body Alchemy Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Miramontes. This is where intuition meets education in the realms of spirituality, fitness, mindset, and more, all to create lasting change. Welcome back to the podcast, and thank you so much for being here. Imagine this, or maybe you don't have to, because like me, you've already been there. You are standing in your closet looking for something to wear. Anything to wear, but honestly, nothing fits. Not really. Things have been getting tighter and tighter, and you already know that you have got to get some of your weight off, but it feels impossible. You know you'd have more energy if you got back to working out and you weren't carrying this extra weight around, but how are you supposed to do even more when you're time poor and exhausted? Today, we're talking about just that. We are going over three of the most common energy vampires that happen to also be time sucks that make losing weight seem impossible. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. You ready? What if I told you could exchange 3 to 5 minutes in the morning for an extra hour or more in your day? I know it sounds crazy, but hear me out. Your first energy vampire, the number one, is rushing into your day without a plan or clearly defined priorities. And I know, easy to tune this one out because you've heard it all before, but I really need you to check in here, because if you're avoiding this conversation, chances are this one is for you. It definitely was for me. So you wake up in the morning, you hit the ground running, and before you know it, you're knee deep in chaos. Sound familiar? You've gone into autopilot mode without a conscious thought about what it is costing you. I will say, autopilot is fabulous for getting us from one task to the next, but it's only as good as the programming your brain is running. If your autopilot is auto chaos, you're taking twice as long to get half as much done. Ask me how I know. I used to live my life like this, and I can't believe how many years I wasted being busy, but not productive. The real problem here, you are juggling a million tasks, and it's leaving you feeling overwhelmed and stressed before the day even begins. Have you ever laid in bed and just went, ugh, dread, another day, here we go again, and then you end the day, same shit, different day. You don't have any other responses because you're not living on purpose. You're not being intentional. And it's understandable why. That's really how the human brain works. It's very efficient. But you lack clear priorities, and so everything becomes equal priority. You know what the lie of all priorities are equally important feels like? That's overwhelm. And guess how efficient you are in a state of overwhelm? I'm guessing not all that efficient. It's time to hit the brakes and take control back. Start your day with an intention by setting clear priorities and limit them to your top 3 or 4. I know your to-do list is a mile long. I hear you. So is mine. But here's the reality. You're not getting all that shit done. And some of those things don't even need to be on your priority list because you're going to get them done anyway. Like the things you do day to day. You're going to do the dishes probably. You're going to take out the trash. You're going to pick up your kids from school. All of those kinds of things are getting done. I'm talking about planning your true priorities, the things that you need to be thinking about on purpose, not the things that are happening effortlessly, no matter what, because guess what? They are already your top priorities. Create a game plan that sets you up for success. Trust me, a little planning goes a long way in making sure that you have the time and energy to prioritize your goals. And if you are like me, ADHD girl over here, planning probably gives you hives. It makes you a little bit twitchy. But I have learned that planning and structure and doing things my way, not in the way that everybody else wants me to do them, but doing them in a way that is for me, actually has become fun. It has become freeing. It has allowed me not only to see what I want out of my life, but to see what I'm accomplishing too. And that feeds that dopamine hungry monster that lives in my brain. I bet it will for you. Just for fun, what would you do for yourself if you had the time and energy to do it? What's your fantasy life like where you are the first thing to go on your schedule, then everything else and everyone else gets put second? Would losing weight, exercising, building healthier habits, and taking care of yourself be easier for you in this fantasy life? It doesn't have to be a fantasy. Now I know some of y'all got kids. Maybe you're working 2 jobs. There are a lot of responsibilities being thrown around, and we don't all have the same 24 hours in a day. Let's be honest. But if we
stick to, I truly have no time and energy for me, then the brain shuts down and believes you. Instead of opening up and saying, here's where I do have enough time and enough energy to make a difference. Here's what I could do. Here are the small ways I can make improvements. Here's what I could put in that would actually pay off in big ways with less effort, with minimal time, with a smaller investment. The problem is you think that's not good enough, and it is. What is truly not good enough is sitting around frustrated in your closet, exhausted by the end of the day because you are so sick and tired of repeating the same patterns over and over and over again. Starting your day frustrated right when you get up and do the first thing that every human does and put clothes on because things are tighter and uncomfortable. Now, you can't just go and buy new clothes. That's absolutely an option. And in fact, you probably should. Every body deserves nice, comfortable clothes that are well-fitting, and it's so much less distracting when you dress for the body that you currently have, even if you want to change it. I know, it's hard to spend money when you think that eventually you're going to figure this shit out and change it, and you're going to dig up all those dusty bags of clothes that you had since you were a teenager and finally fit into your size 2s before you had kids and whatever. But just for now, consider the freedom of walking into your closet and having options that fit without the mental drama. You already saved yourself that 3 to 5 minutes of planning time right there. Let's talk about energy vampire number 2. You lack boundaries. Hell, you may not even realize they're an option or know how to set them. When I work with clients, this is in probably the top 5 things that can make or break weight loss success. You're a giver, a doer, a superhero in disguise, but you cannot pour from an empty cup, my lovely friend. You're giving away your time and energy like they're free samples at Costco, and it is leaving you feeling drained and depleted. You know what I'm talking about here. You're wasting so much time and energy hoping that no one gets mad. No one thinks poorly of you. No one judges you, that they don't think that you're a bad mom or a bad employee or a bad partner or lazy or something's wrong with you because you've said no. You don't want to disappoint anyone. And so you say yes to things that you don't have the bandwidth for. Your motto becomes forgiveness and excuses if things don't turn out well. But hey, at least you didn't have to say no. When you're too busy managing everyone else's emotional experience and opinions, you end up neglecting the most important person in the room. And my friend, that is you, as I imagine you can guess. And you aren't actually doing anyone else any real favors by doing that. I know you think you are. But you're not. You are teaching people to rely on you for things that at some point you are not going to be reliable for because you're going to burn out. You're going to get sick of it. The work suffers. The relationship you have with that person suffers. You become a fraction of the person you truly have the potential to be because you don't have enough time or space to breathe. You can only continue so long before the dam breaks, and maybe you're going to be having a meltdown, burning out, or both. Of course, that doesn't change your people-pleasing and boundaryless behaviors. Instead, you think you need a new job or a vacation. You need to run away. But the reality is, those are band-aids. The pattern is bound to repeat itself until you pull up your big girl panties and say, I'm unavailable for that right now. I'm at capacity, but I thank you so much for thinking of me. I can't do that thing right now, but I could do this smaller thing to help. Let me know if you'd like me to do that. Once you overcome that first energy vampire by planning your mindset, and I really mean planning your brain, how do I want to think and feel today? How do I want to treat myself today? What is important to me today? What will make me hit my pillow at the end of the day feeling proud? Plan those things and putting yourself at the very top of that priority list. The boundaries that you need to set become so much more clear, and you waste so much less time procrastinating, kicking the can down the road, and not doing the things that really matter to you because you know that you want to fit it all in. It's important to you. Again, priorities, the very definition of the word. You got it. And finally, energy vampire number 3, you're kind of a bitch. And before you turn off this podcast because you want to call me the bitch instead because you're offended, hear me out. First of all, I already know that about me. Thanks. Second, you aren't a bitch to everyone. Just to yourself. And you know it. You are your own biggest bully and it shows. You're your own worst critic. It's not your fault. I'm fairly certain we are all our own worst critics. It's a cliche for a reason. But what's really going on here? You start the day with good intentions, but somewhere along the line, you end up beating yourself up for every mistake, everything you couldn't get to, every perceived and imagined disappointment. And when it's time to unwind for the day by laying around at night and relaxing, that list in your head just won't shut the fuck up already. It is no wonder you're left feeling not only drained, but that you also eat to soothe your stress, pass the time, make yourself feel like you're being productive so you don't have to feel guilty for resting, and a million other things. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be honest with yourself and hold yourself accountable for the shit that went sideways. We aren't walking on fluffy clouds and chasing rainbows here. That's how we learn. Accountability matters. Honesty matters, but you don't have to be a dick about it. Here's the other part of that. Make sure that you actually are telling yourself the truth. If you're being an ass about all the things you didn't get done, is it really because you messed up? Or is it because you were overcommitted in the first place? Remember that schedule? Those priorities? That few minutes you're going to spend planning your day? If you did overcommit, cool. Don't be a jerk. Learn. Do less. Figure out a way to delegate. Figure out a way to reprioritize. See how you can make a few little adjustments and make all the difference in the world. You don't need a bunch of fluffy words of affirmation to be your own cheerleader, although that can be helpful in some circumstances, but you do need to be on your own side. So many of the women that I work with feel like they don't have support. They wish someone would lift them up and encourage them. They won't do any of that for themselves, but they'll do it for everyone else. Their families, their coworkers, their friends, their kids, but never them. Never. It's a wonder because clearly they know how. You're doing it for everyone else. Next time you hear the negative thoughts in your head, say them out loud and pretend, this is going to break your heart, pretend that you are saying them to the 10-year-old version of you or the 5-year-old version of you, to someone you love and care about. You would never. And that means you don't deserve them either. Healthier habits do require intentional thought and energy to create. And if you are all tapped out, then my bet is that at least one, if not all three of these energy vampires are the reason or reasons. It cannot be overstated enough how exhausting it is to be an unkind bitch in your head all day long, trying to get anything done, especially something that is to better you yourself, when you don't even like you, is pretty fucking hard. We have to stop tolerating the inner bully and start understanding why it's there and what it's trying to tell us. I could do 20 episodes on that topic alone, but that's what coaching's for. And boy, do I coach a ton on the inner critic, on overcoming overwhelm and making priorities and learning how to set effective boundaries. And here is the beauty of all of it. Unless you are really taking on way too much for any human to tolerate, and I feel you, some of you have got a lot on your plate, you actually get more done, not less, by implementing these strategies. The people in your life will not suffer because you're spending time and energy on yourself. This is your life. When are you going to start reminding yourself that you deserve to live in it too? That you're not just here to pay bills, serve other people, that this is an experience and you're involved in it and you're having it. And so much of what you are right now experiencing, you are creating. And if you don't like the experience, you may not be able to control everything, but you can control some things. Even shifting your trajectory by 1 degree or 2 can take you to a whole new place. I'm not talking about overhauls of your life here. I'm talking about small shifts, little investments, huge payoffs. That is all I have for you today. Just a reminder that the doors to Unstuffed, the signature group coaching program that changes your habits, psychology, and body image so you can lose weight permanently, is opening on April 22nd. Join the no obligation interest list by clicking the link in the show notes, of course, and get first dibs on some great bonuses too. If you enjoyed this episode, do the cool thing by leaving me a rating and a review for the podcast. It helps me so much more than you know. A no-cost way to support me is to share. Screenshot this episode, share it on social media, and tag me so that I can come by and say thanks. If you have any questions or thoughts on this episode, ideas for episodes in the future, something you want me to talk about, or how we can work together one-on-one, my inbox is always open for you. All of that contact information is in the show notes as well. See you next week. Bye.